Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Thank you so much for being with us today. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we got a powerful, powerful guest today. Miss Peggy Daniels will be coming up shortly with us. Ladies and gentlemen, give you a few announcements before we bring her on. Yes. Yeah. Hey, to call that number. Hey, you guys want to listen via the internet. You guys have been pushing this out on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and all points North, ladies and gentlemen, Web Talk, everybody has this particular program right now. So we want you guys to be involved with us as much as you can on the network today. Hey, the number 347-843-4559. The call-in number is 347-843-4559. Of course, you can listen to this over and over as well. This is recorded, and we'll be able to push this out later so you can hear from an awesome guest, awesome network person here of the network, good friend of the network. Ms. Peggy Daniels is with us today to share with Thus Said the Lord. And of course, when you hear from God, ladies and gentlemen, you need to do what he say, whatever he told you to do. We need to do it. Amen. Whatever God tell you to do, you need to do it. Amen. 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 Well, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, this is Power Connections. This is where we connect you with powerful people, people who are movers and shakers and doing things in the community and in their lives as well. Well, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I want to go ahead and bring her on because we don't have too much time with her. Miss Peggy Daniels, welcome to Power Connections. How are you, sister?
I'm doing great. Kevin, how are you today?
Man, I'm fired up there, sister. How are you feeling? And you feeling good?
Wonderful. Thank you for having me on today.
Well, thank you for your time and obedience to the Lord today as well, ladies and gentlemen. Thank God for Sister Peggy Daniels. Peggy and I have been working together in her from her ministry and from her giving back to the community as well. We're kind of collaborating a little bit on some things that she's touching the community in her area. And she's going to be touching the community around the globe as well today with the things from God. Well, Peggy, first of all, you want to greet the individuals, you want to greet everybody out there. What you got to say to the folks out there real quick? Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you, Kevin. Like you said earlier, whatever God gives you to do, you
yes,
have to
ma'am.
Do it. So that's why I'm here today, doing what hey. He told me to do. So I just want to thank everybody for joining in and listening, and I pray that you receive what God is saying to you today.
Hey, amen. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to Peggy Daniels on Power Connections. We're going to get right to it. Well, Peggy, let's go ahead and release you to say what thus said the Lord. Whatever you want to share, it's all yours. You got the mic.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Again, God has been dealing with me about this for a while now, and now is the right time. After seeing what everything happened with the presidential election and the Senate election and what happened with people storming the Capitol, the Lord just let me know that now is the time to say this. And I was going to let somebody else do it, but like you said, if God gives you something to do, then you've got to do it. So he impressed upon me to go ahead and say this, so I'm just being obedient to him.
Amen.
And I'm not used to speaking, but I'm just going to read this so I don't leave anything out. But I just want everybody to know that it's not coming from me. This is actually coming from the Lord. So the topic he gave me is stop, make America great. And number one is this is not political. It is personal, and it's for each one of us. And in order to make America great, we need to stop. If you own a business and you are misusing your employees or taking advantage of your customers, you need to stop. If you are a doctor or a nurse in the medical field, and you're not running the right test on your patients, or you're just prescribing medicines just to be prescribing them, you need to stop. If you are on the streets stealing, stop. If you are cheating on your spouse, stop. If you are in human trafficking, stop. If you are in Congress or politics and not doing what's right for the people or what's right for the country, stop. If you are misusing your parents, stop. If you are a minister and not taking care of your members the way God requires of you, stop. If you are a child and acting out in school, bullying others, disobedient to parents, stop. If you are doing illegal things underground, stop. No matter what color you are, if you are racist or prejudiced, stop. Whatever we are doing wrong, we must stop. There is a better way. Number two, the year has changed, the president has changed, and now it's time for us to put God back in our lives. Second Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Our land needs to be healed. We need to be healed. We have to stop and ask God to help us. He has a plan for you, and what you are doing is not part of it. He has a purpose for you. That is why you were born. Ask him to help you stop. He has the power to do it. He is waiting for you to ask him for help. We can't do this on our own. We
Amen.
Need his help.
Amen.
Ask him every day to help you stop, and he will bring you out of what you're in, and he will turn things around for you. Pray and ask with expectation. Expect things to get better and to change. Don't listen to negative thoughts that you are too old or you don't know how to do anything else, or there is no hope, because there is hope. Even if someone calls you or comes to you and says, you can't change or there's no way out, don't listen and don't believe it, because it is a big lie. Keep believing and keep praying until you see a difference. Thank God and praise him now, even though the change hasn't happened yet. And the third thing, final thing, start giving and helping others. Focus on someone else other than yourself. Help them overcome their problems by giving your time, your wisdom, your talent, or your money. Give whatever you can. Blessing others is one way we receive our blessings. So remember, there are three things. Stop doing things that are not pleasing to God. Pray daily and ask him to help you stop. And find a way to help others. And also remember, God had me to say this, which means we can believe that he is going to make sure that it is done, and we will receive the help we need. Thank you, and may God give us peace, and we become united people. God bless.
Amen. Amen, Peggy. What a powerful word from the Lord. Peggy Daniels, ladies and gentlemen, on Power Connections. Wow, Peggy. Thank God for that word. Wow.
Well,
amen.
I give God all the praise and glory.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I thank him for using me.
Amen. Yeah, we thank God for using you. We thank the Holy Spirit for using you. And, of course, Jesus the Christ who's in you and through you and loves you so much. Amen. That's powerful. Peggy.
Amen.
And, Peggy,
amen.
I was looking up as you was talking. I looked up Proverbs 6 and 6 through 16. And these are the, and she hit on a lot of them already, ladies and gentlemen, but these are seven things God hates. And before I get to that, though, Peggy, you know, we got so much example in the word about, you know, what doesn't work. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We can go back
yes.
to all, we can go all the way back to Adam, of course, and Eve, but we talk about the children of Israel were disobedient. Now, keep in mind, this is for me. I'm going to talk about me only, because that's all I can do. But, you know, that's the same thing that happened back then is still going on today. And that's what Peggy was sharing earlier. We got to stop it. We got enough
mm-hmm.
We got enough results on what doesn't work, ladies and gentlemen. And we got to
exactly.
make that leap of faith, but also love God enough, say, hey, okay. And, you know, we've said that so many times, Peggy, enough is enough, right, in some other areas. Enough is enough. You know, I'm going to stop
yeah.
doing it. I'm going to stop doing that or whatever. You just get tired of doing the wrong thing or whatever, you know. Enough is enough. Let's get on to what the things of God say. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's
yes.
what she's talking about. She wants. She says,
time
stop.
Is running out.
Yes, yes. Making America great is only through God, ladies and gentlemen. The only way you're going to do that is through Jesus Christ, not through man. I don't care what kind of slogans you got or flags or pins or banners
mm-hmm.
or flyers. It don't matter, ladies and gentlemen. Everything that comes great is from God only. You better give God some praise for that.
Amen,
right
amen,
there.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah,
so, yeah,
in the heart.
Amen. So as we dive in the Word, ladies and gentlemen, on Power Connections with Peggy Daniels, you look at Proverbs, it also talks about, we got to stop. It says false witness who lies. A false witness who lies. That's, God hates that. He hates haughty eyes. He hates that. He hates, now this is what I wrote down, he hates a lying tongue. You can't be lying on folks. You know what I'm saying? And folks get in trouble and you don't get in trouble. You better get that straight like today. You stop lying on people. Ladies and gentlemen. And this is for me now. This is for me too. Ladies and gentlemen.
Me too.
Also too, God hates the heart that devises wicked schemes. You know, we got people that set you up. You better stop it. Y'all better stop it. Okay, this is all across the globe. This is not just the United States. We're talking about all across the land. Y'all better stop it because God has got the final say-so, Peggy. He's got the final say-so, of course, as you know, as well. Amen. And God also hates hands that shed innocent blood. Amen. He hates that. He also hates persons who stir up conflict in a community. Now, that's a big one there, Sister Peggy. Is anybody who goes around trying to divide you from yourself, you know, or from other people, you know, just go around putting out what you call gossip and all this other mess.
A
person who stirs up conflict in the community. You know, there's people who do that. You better stop it.
Stop.
And then last but not least, feet that rush to do evil. And Peggy mentioned that earlier. Stop it. You got to stop stealing. Stop stealing.
Yes.
Stop taking from others. Stop breaking in people's homes. Stop trying to steal people's possessions in broad daylight. Stop trying to
God's
hurt.
God's got
people.
A better way.
Amen. Stop trying to shoot folks. Shooting people and shooting innocent people. You better stop it because there is a God in heaven that will definitely take care of that. As you know, God has the final say so, Lady John's going to leave it like that.
Yes.
God does have the final say so on everything.
Final
I ain't here
say-so.
To think about that. All I'm going to do is do my best to stay out of these areas. The things that God hates, you should hate. That's what Peggy was saying.
Yes.
The very thing God hates, we should hate, but we got to be about our Father's business, and we got to take this very, very seriously. And as you know, Peggy, there's people who are dying as we speak. As we speak, people are passing into another part of the journey of life. So we got to be cognizant, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
The fact that you're listening to this and heard what Peggy had said, we must take heed to what the Word of God has said today. So, Peggy, thank you so much for the Word. That was powerful, very timely. It's always needed, regardless if it's last week or in the future. It's still going to be needed, ain't it?
Yes, it is.
Yes, ma'am.
Always.
Oh, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so very much for having me and for all the work you're doing. All the great things you're doing around the world.
Amen. Well, God bless you, and thank you so much for your time. Peggy's going to be back with us again, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be talking about her nonprofit and the community areas that she's working with as well. We're going to do that at another broadcast. You'll be hearing about that soon, so be looking out for that. Peggy, any final thoughts before we let you go? Because that was a good Word.
No, I just thank the Lord for the opportunity to serve Him, and I pray that everyone receives His Word and gets closer to Him every day.
Amen, amen. Well, Peggy, I want to ask you one question, if you would. Just talk to the men and the women real quickly about doing what thus say the Lord. Just, if you would, just an encouraging word. If you get a word from God, y'all need to say it. You need to put it out there. Just do what He say. But just, if you would, talk to the women and men out there real quickly about not being afraid, not holding back what thus say the Lord. Thank you so much for that, if you don't mind.
Okay, sure. I just want to encourage everyone, even if it's tough, even if it seems hard to do, just trust in God that He is going to help you do it. It was hard for me just to come on this radio station and say this. But I did it because I'm trusting in God, and I love Him, and I want to be obedient to Him. And that's how our blessings come, by being obedient to the Lord. And He only wants good things for us. So just stay encouraged and keep fighting a good fight and keep trusting in the Lord that He is going to work it out, and He will. He'll send you the help that you need. And He said He'd never leave us or forsake us, so He's going to be right there with you even through the hard times, and He will bring you out. He will work things out for you. So just keep on trusting Him. Don't give up. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. But the only way we're going to have that abundant life is if we hang in there and don't give up. So please, please don't give up and keep trusting in Him. Things will turn around for you.
Amen, Peggy. I love that. Powerful word, ladies and gentlemen, from Peggy Daniels, ladies and gentlemen, our network friend here on the network today. We thank you so much for that word and encouragement, Peggy, and we just bless you and we pray for you as well. And also, too, Peggy, I'm gonna pray real quickly as well as we close out here a little bit as well. But ladies and gentlemen, because we know, understand, everybody doesn't know, have not received the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and it's not real hard, ladies and gentlemen. It's all from your heart. I was going to read real quickly because we never know who's going to listen to this live or later. But Romans 10, right. 9, 10 says, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to just change your life and be able to move forward in the things of God, it says all you have to do is that you have to confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, right? Just believe who the Lord Jesus Christ is and believe in your heart that God, his Father, our Father, has raised him from the dead. And you will be saved. Isn't that amazing how easy that is?
That's very easy.
So for those who would like to say that, you can look it up in Romans 10, 9, and 10, or you can give me a call at 404-410-233. We'll be glad to help you in that area. But if you just confess with your mouth that the Lord is Lord, Lord Jesus is Lord, ladies and gentlemen, over all things, because God has given him that, believe in your heart that God, his Father, our Father, has raised him from the dead. And you will be saved. In the power of the Holy Spirit, you can welcome the Spirit of God. And for the heart, one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. But you do have to mention that. You have to use your mouth. You have to speak the word. You have to speak the word each and every day. So that's powerful. Thank you so much, Peggy, for that. And we're going to get excited about God is going. Amen. All right. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this has been a great day with Peggy Daniels on Power Connection. She gave us a word from the Lord today from our heart, and we just thank God for who she is and what she's done today. All right. Hey, Peggy, we want you to have a great rest of the day, and we thank you so much for being on Power Connection with Kevin Vaughn.
All right. You have a blessed day, too, and we will be talking.
Amen. Thank you so much. Hey, remember, ladies and gentlemen, you are royalty. Know that you are royalty. You're a prince. You're a princess. You're a queen. You're a king, right? And we know that God loves you each and every day. So we're going to see you later on Power Connections with Kevin Vaughn. Talk to you real soon. Our special guest is Peggy Daniels on the network. Take care. This has been Power Connections with Kevin Vaughn. Take care. Remember, you are royalty. Bye-bye now. We love you.
You're mighty and majestic, descendants of kings and queens. Royal blood flows through your veins, children of the dream.
So hold your head up high.
Ooh.
made a way metaphorically. King Kunta. Eyes on prize, my pride won't collide. Am I right in your eyes if I stand on mine?
Boy, you are right.
Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this has been another Power Connections with Kevin Vaughn and my wonderful guest, Ms. Peggy Daniels. Hope you enjoyed the program. We'll see you next time on Power Connections. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, to Jesus is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Amen. God bless you.